We trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
As you can is, tell them to go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIM.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Welcome to TGIF. It's Wednesday, and I'm back with two of the most fabulous men in the game. And we're going to spill our tea and break down some of the biggest news in the headlines and on social media. We got a lot to cover tonight. We got a good show planned for y'all. So sit back, relax, get you something to drink, and get ready for this hot tea. Okay, please welcome Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, Claudia.
How you doing?
I'm good. A little last minute rushing to get it together. What? Y'all got blue. I got traces of blue.
I was going to say, you didn't get the memo. We were supposed to be the dream girls tonight, Claudia.
I got blue nails. I got blue nails, so I'm tied into y'all like this.
She trying to Kelly and Michelle us out. She want to be.
I see.
Stand out and make us be background.
Yeah. What y'all sipping on? Y'all drinking tonight? Or what we doing?
I just drinking on a little bit of blackberry lemonade. Y'all know, if y'all saw my Instagram, my good friend James Knox, it was his birthday this weekend. So we ate good, drank good, went on the yacht this weekend. I've been drinking since Thursday. So I'm back detoxing.
So what does that mean? You drinking water?
I'm drinking strawberry lemonade, raspberry lemonade.
Oh, plus. That's it? Nothing's in it?
No, nothing's in it. Okay. Ice.
I'm drinking Snoop Dogg strawberry gin again. It was so good last week that I decided I wanted to get my own bottle. And here's the Snoop Dogg and his new gin, his strawberry gin, in Doggo.
I do not like gin.
So maybe you don't like a little Bombay and orange juice?
No.
Ooh, that's my drink.
Gin make you sin, woman.
Gin make you sin, honey. Wake up, don't even know who at your house.
Doesn't all liquor, can't all liquor kind of do that, though?
Fuck you, that happens with all your liquors.
Ooh, liquor, water, lemonade, tea. All right, y'all, let's get into the hot topics. Ray J posted the following message in celebration of Pride Month. Ray J's love and hip hop co-star, I'm sorry. I think do we have a clip of this? Okay, let's play the clip.
It's Gay Pride Month. Shout out to all my gay. Shout out to everybody in the LGBT community. I told my that it need to be more straight, giving love to the gay.
Okay, Ray J's Love and Hip Hop co-star Prince replied to his video explaining why he finds it difficult to show love to the gay community. In a series of Instagram stories, Prince said, "You support gay people and or our events, you're gay. You hang out with too many men, you're gay. You hang out with too many women, you're gay. Every day I get attacked just for being me. So it makes it hard for a straight man to show more or extra love to the LGBTQ members because a large part is messy." What do y'all think about what Prince had to say? You wanna go first, Q?
Yes, because I got more background on that story. First of all, Prince's statements have nothing to do with the LGBT community. Prince's statements have to do with toxic masculinity and the fact that Black men tend to have issues with Black gay men. Now, in terms of people thinking Prince is gay, how is that on us? You know what I'm saying? That's not the gay people's fault. And you're saying it's hard to show love because people are going to think you're gay. That's a problem you need to take up with your straight Black brothers. We're not the ones making you gay. And Prince, quite frankly, people think you gay for reasons larger than you being friends with Bobby Lights. And I'm gonna leave that at that. Because I'm down here in Miami and I know the real tea, and the real tea actually has me very upset. And I wish I could spill it, but it caused some lawsuits. It'll cause some lawsuit situation with some dear people I love. But he's the last damn person who needs to be saying any damn thing about anybody being gay and showing love. And you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
I know it's taboo to out someone, so we won't. But I definitely have heard stories. But, you know, I'm not in Miami, so I don't know what the boots on the streets, word on the street
I
is.
I know the tea. He better tread damn lightly.
Well, this is what I want to say, though. Independent of him, how he feels definitely exists in the African American community at a larger proportion than any other subculture, at least in my experience. I think a lot of African American men, Black men and Black women feel that way. They feel like if you are a straight man, you shouldn't have any gay friends. That's how a lot of Black men feel. Definitely the followers of people like DaBaby, they definitely feel that way. We saw that from the support that he received after his homophobic rant. So I definitely understand that. You guys probably got more background information on Prince, so I can't speak to that. But I do want to say that big up to Ray J, though. Ray J has always stepped into this space where it was uncomfortable for other Black men to be and have those conversations like be friendlier, be nicer, give more respect. He has friends. We should treat each group the same. And I just want to big up Miss Norwood, Sonya Norwood, for raising two incredible kids as it relates to having the back of, you know, the LGBTQ plus community.
I guess I'm spoiled from living in predominantly progressive cities, you know, Los Angeles, New York. I spent time in Atlanta. So like, I'm always like, really? Still people still tripping? Cause like in those big cities, it's been a lot of, you know, I've had plenty of straight friends that have plenty of gay guy friends. They hang out. And I've definitely seen things evolve in the last couple of years. So I mean, it's not my experience, but I am glad that people like Ray J and others are starting to speak up publicly and not just privately being friends with gay people, and said, you know, screaming it from the rooftops, like, yo, these are my peoples and there's nothing wrong with this, you know? And I think.
Well, I could tell you, Claudia, that I still have interaction with straight men, straight Black men that don't feel comfortable around me in public. They feel like if they are seen with me by association that they may be bi or they may be gay as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel that in the energy of the friendship, because outside of the public view, man, we're vibing, we chill, we cool. Everything is like a strong friendship.
Yeah.
I have a friend, I have a friend that I no longer talk to. It was a friend that I'd known from middle school. And when I became Funky Dineva, this particular friend was trying to get into media. You know, I had known Mona at that point and knew some people who could help him. And I tweeted him and was like, you know, yo, get at me, whatever, whatever. And he DM'd me on Twitter and was like, can you do me a favor and please don't talk to me in public because you're out. Give the information to Kim and let Kim relay the information to me. And to this day, I've never talked to that bastard again.
Wow.
That's sad to be ashamed in public about someone that you really are actually friends with and you rock with like that. I'm sorry for both of you. That's horrible to be like that. All right, moving on. Chrisley Knows Best reality TV couple, Todd and Julie Chrisley.
Don't always go into jail.
They've been found guilty on all counts in their federal tax evasion trial. Prosecutors claim the couple swindled at least, oh my God, $30 million from banks. Inflating their net worth to get loans. Now, they're also accused of hiding millions they earned from their show. They face up to 30 years in prison. Fellas, what do y'all think about this?
Them hoes going to jail. Okay, they is going to jail. This J-A-Y-A-J-A. They is going to jail. This is what I don't understand. After 18 seasons or 8 seasons or whatever, on those shows, they're like the number one show on USA. They're clocking 1 point something million a piece, you know, per family member. How much money do y'all need to be around here swindling the people? And I'm going to tell you something. Federal court people, they ass better get all the jail time because y'all around here taking Black people to jail for these little $20,000 PPP loans. I don't want no house arrest. I don't want no time served. I don't want no community service. They ass need to go to jail.
J-A-Y-A. Okay, I feel you. Hey, keep the same energy. Al, what you think about this?
Hey, listen, I don't think they're going to jail. honestly, the president of the United States has done the exact same thing for the exact same number of years. We know Letitia James, the Manhattan District Attorney's office, has been chasing down Trump's 15 years of conspiracy and tax crime, creating fraudulent documents in order to get loans from millions and millions and on top of millions. You know, I find that the Trumps and Todd and Julie have something in common. They've been faking it to the American public that they're rich, they're wealthy, that they're smart, and that they're all above board with good business. And the truth is, they're both, the whole family and Donald Trump's family, are in a farce.
You know what's funny? Well, it's not funny. It's actually tragic. When you hear about these kind of cases and people constantly getting away with it, you know, the ones that have the protection, the complexion for the protection, and then you hear of a Black woman in Texas, voting on a provisional ballot and getting 5 years in prison.
It's like the
stark contrast just couldn't just be more apparent. It's awful. Awful.
Here's what throws me, though. And maybe I'm just a simple creature. At the point in which you have a nice home, you have a nice luxury vehicle, you can eat where you want to eat, shop where you want to shop, go on vacation where you want to go on vacation. Where does this additional greed come from that you need loans and $30 million? I am sure that those people were living a better life than most people ever would just off their USA salaries alone.
I think it becomes an addiction. You know what I mean? I feel like
I think it's an addiction too.
I got away. And you know when, I don't know if y'all ever stole when y'all were young, like teenagers, like even a pack of gum or candy.
Not me, girl.
I remember I stole a pack of gum one time and it was addictive. And I was like, I felt so guilty. But I remember just the thrill of getting away with something. So like getting away with something felt like it was a rush. I imagine maybe these people on that times 1,000. I don't know. You never stole anything, Frunky? Nothing?
I stole, in high school, I stole one pair of Jabot jeans out of Gadzooks. And this is how amateur I was. I didn't know that they put the sensor in the cuff or whatever. So I'm thinking I'm doing something. I walked out the store and the buzzer went off and it was poor little young white girl. She was behind the counter. She was just as nervous as I was. And so I just took off running out of the mall and I drove off and I never stole anything again.
Oh my God, too funny. All right, before we go to commercial, let's get this last story in. The messy drama between D.L. Hughley and Monique continues. Things took a turn when Monique said D.L. was coming for everyone except the man who violated his daughter. Now D.L. clapped back and said Monique is low and heinous for speaking on his family. D.L. demands that she leave his name out of her mouth to leave room for the food she loves so much. What are your thoughts on this drama? And a quick note, she said it was a man, but I think it was a 13-year-old, the same age as his daughter, right? Was that the story?
No, I think it was one of DL's friends, right? It was one of...
I saw so many things about it. Like I saw it with a friend, then I saw it with someone her age. So what do you think about this situation, Al, with her being the daughter?
I just think, and you know, guys, I've said this before, talking about people's kids is just inappropriate. It is just inappropriate. Monique is just inappropriate on so many levels with this. Like I had empathy. I had empathy at first when I thought it was about a contract dispute, right? Okay, I could see where she feels violated as a woman. Remember, I was like, hey, let's take up for our Black women that are marginalized. But then as things start to unravel and start to unfold, I lost the empathy and I got disappointed when I found out after her going live with her man that they had planned to get him back all along. Like she planned to do this gig to get in his ASS, right? So, and then after that, she just downright got disgusting when she started talking about his daughter's sexual trauma. It was sexual trauma, right? Some type of sexual trauma the daughter had experienced. That just didn't feel right at all.
So the friend, it was a 13-year-old, he said in the caption. So it was misrepresented that it was like some grown man that was violating his daughter. It was someone that was her age. And here's the thing. When he was talking about it, he was talking about it in a way where he regretted not standing up for her. It was a moment of, you know, reflection, like I messed up. And to use that as, everyone's becoming collateral damage. Q, what you think about this?
Monique's true colors are beginning to show, right? Now, Monique went on this 10-year campaign with the Lee Daniels, Oprah, Netflix, Tyler Perry thing. And after about 10 or 15 years, Monique won us all over. Her story ain't changed. Her story ain't changed. Do a black woman right. Do a black, you know what I'm saying? This, I don't know Monique personally, but this, she doesn't look like a good person. This just does not make her look like she is a good person. The things that she is doing is vile. At best, she's unprofessional.
Right.
And this dispute should have never made it to the stage, to the public, and it damn sure still should not be going on right now. Where the hell is the promoter? Okay. Where is the promoter to set this straight? And I'm sorry, I am leaning towards DL, like I said, in terms of being the headliner. Rather, he provided a deal memo that wasn't signed or not. All the marketing material had him billed as the headliner. His name was the biggest name on the ticket stub. That denotes headliner. Monique had a contract signed between her husband and the promoter. They need to work that out. But we need to hear from the promoter at this point to put this thing to rest.
I agree. The promoter is the only one that's unscathed.
Do you guys, like, I actually don't need to hear from anybody else. I don't need to hear from anybody else, because even if I heard from the promoter, I still will not feel comfortable with how inappropriate things have unfolded from her camp. I don't think hearing from the promoter would give me any relief of any sorts to feel differently.
Well, I'm sure the story is not over, so we will bring y'all updates as they come. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF Soulmates. You see about almost 3,200 of you in the chat. So thank you for checking in with us and supporting the show like always. All right, let's get into this. We got more Texas news. Texas is the new Florida. Q, me, you and I live in the most ridiculous state at this point, unfortunately. Texas State Representative Brian Slayton is proposing legislation to ban minors from attending drag shows in his state. Now, the news reportedly comes after a viral video of minors attending a drag show in Dallas over the weekend. Slayton tweeted, "Drag shows are no place for a child. I would never take my children to a drag show. And I know Speaker Dave Phelan and my Republican colleagues wouldn't either." You know, the outrage over this on the heels of the shooting, y'all haven't made any moves for the guns yet, but you're all up on this drag show. Q, what do you think about this?
You know, I got into a very, very nasty, heated debate last night at the bar about this with my friend Tiffany Fantasia, who works at the Palace, who's been the MC for the last 15 years, because now Florida is drafting similar legislation to follow suit. And here's what I want people to understand, because there are going to be a lot of people out there that say children should not be at drag shows. This is a flat out attack on the LGBT community, and I'm going to tell you why. In the language that particular lawmaker used, he uses the words sexual perversion. They don't need to be around sexual deviancy, sexual perversion, something to that point. Here is my take on it. Children should not be in any adult themed environment. All right. Now, there are many of us who have been to drag shows. The drag queens come out, they take off their clothes, they have their pasties on. And then I agree that no child should be in that environment. What I don't agree with, though, is using the word drag, making it pointing out the drag queens. Because if it is a family-oriented drag show, if they are fully clothed, then it's nothing more than people in costumes doing a performance. And for all you black church-going people that's about to clap your hands and all that other mess, I'm here to let you know, if you took your ass to a Madea play, you sat through a big drag show, okay? If that's a drag show.
And to your point, if you've seen the video, that it was very conservative. They were fully dressed. It wasn't very sexual and thongs. They were dressed.
Yeah. So let's be clear here. This is not about kids being, you know, in unsafe environments. This is a flat out attack on the LGBT community.
And, you know, Q, you're right. And this isn't just an attack, a new attack. This would be one of 320 anti-LGBTQ bills that have been presented just this year alone in the first 6 months of 2022. Now, this exact same representative moved to ban any type of LGBTQ books from schools and libraries in the state of Texas. He also moved to restrict transgender athletes from competing in sports. And has gone as far to say that parents and teachers or anyone that allows for this sexual perversion to be presented in their presence should lose their jobs.
Here's my thing. How did we get so far? You know what I mean? Like, we came a long way under President Barack Obama. A lot of legislation was passed, that rights were given, rightfully so. And we made some progress. As soon as Trump gets in office, all this, the roll back the clock on the community, on women. And I'm just saying, there's a lot of conservative Republican women and men that have gay and trans kids, okay? Family members, friends, relatives, your husbands. And to sit there and allow these things to happen under your watch, knowing what your lawmaker husbands are doing, is unbelievable that you would go against, you know, your own interests of people that you supposedly love. The people that belong to the community are not just Democrats. They don't have Democratic relatives. They have relatives of all political parties. And it seems like they're just getting away with just taking back everything. Where is the outrage from women? White women, where's the outrage? Because some of your sons are in these clubs. Some of your sons are in this community and you're just allowing it all to go down. Like, I don't know where the marches are. Where is the outrage? It's really pissing me off, actually.
Let me ask you this. Where is the outrage also from our very influential, very visible white gay men in entertainment? Like, you really, I haven't heard much from Andy Cohen. I haven't heard much from, what's his best friend that has his own show?
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Where is their voice in this space?
It seems like everyone's being safe. And once again, it's Black men and women at the forefront. We're the ones that are putting it on our platform, talking about it, outrage, discuss, put it on our social media platforms. But you're right. We don't see a lot of that.
I also think, too, a lot of those gays that you're talking about, the Andy Cohens and the different people, they live in safe gay bubbles where these types of things don't affect them. I mean, you know, L.A. is a great place to be gay. Miami is a great place to be gay. New York is a great place to be gay. And so I guess because it doesn't hit as hard, maybe that's why they're silent, maybe.
Right. But you know what? They sit on platforms that speak to all demographics across the entire United States, whether it's Chattanooga, Mississippi. I don't know. I just made that up. Or New York City. I just feel like that they, too, need to, you know, stand up to this type of foolery, because like Claudia said, a lot of these constituents, a lot of these people that these representatives represent in Congress, in the Senate, have gay kids. Have gay parents, have gay brothers and sisters. How do you live with yourself when you're trying to force everyone else to live by your moral code?
Just like these white women, the 53% that voted for Trump and continue to support the Republican agenda are okay with allowing anti-abortion legislation, even in cases of rape That's or true. Incest. You don't love your kids, yourself, your sisters, your fellow ladies, your fellow women, if you're okay with that.
So there's and knowing half their asses had abortions when they was in college.
Ooh.
And these men, these politicians that are pushing for it, half their mistresses have had abortions.
If we really want to get down to the real tea, if you go to lunch with five of your girlfriends, three of them don't have abortions, all right? And if you go to lunch with five of your homeboys, four of them don't pay for somebody to have an abortion. That's just true tea.
It's true. And there was even a Republican Congress member, a Republican that slipped the abortion pill, RE46, into his mistress's shake and made her have a miscarriage. So it's like, it's you know, they'll find a way around it when they need to. When their daughter gets pregnant by a young Black athlete, they'll find a way to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, not an athlete, because they're more valuable. A non-athletic Black. Okay. Oh, it gets me so mad. All right, y'all, real quick. Apple's iOS 16 update will allow users to unsend and edit text messages. Are you guys excited about this new Apple feature? People are saying, they're saying the alcoholics are real happy about this. Q, what do you think about this?
So, yeah and no. I'm okay. Listen,
Q, that was shade she just
let
threw
me
right
there. He knows. Anyway, I can be one messy bitch, right? And I get distracted sometimes. And there have been multiple occasions where I have been talking shit about somebody and I sent it to the person because that's who I'm thinking about.
So oh, yeah, I remember. You did that one time.
So, right. So, that feature with
psoriasis.
I've actually created a rule now where I don't talk mess about people on text message no more because I made too many mistakes of sending it to the person. And then you got to try to clean it up or whatever the case may be. So I think it's good in that regard. But I think in the long run, it's probably going to be bad because texts serve as great receipts. When stuff go down in friendships, it'd be like, and you don't need nobody being able to go back and unsend or edit the text. And now it changes the history.
That's true. But I do feel you on accidentally sending texts to people.
I think it's about time. Do you guys, Claudia, you and I are about the same age. Do you remember on AOL, you could unsend your emails? Do you remember that?
No, I don't. And I still have
it. Yeah. Back in the day, AOL at one point, if you send an email, you could unsend it. So I think it's about time.
I knew in the workplace through Outlook you could recall an email. I remember that from working in corporate, but I don't remember that with AOL.
Yeah, I still have my AOL account. But anyway, I think this is messy and crafty. But you know what? In addition to this, one thing that I think I would love to see Apple do is also like when you're on Snapchat, when someone screenshots your picture or what you're posting, you get a message of who it was. So I think they should implement that because there are a lot of people out here being real messy, screenshotting, you know, their text messages and then sending it to the blogs or, you know, sending private pictures, naked pictures and stuff like that. So I think they should add that to this as well.
Well, I'm going to tell you what else the hell they need to add. They need to add a damn price reduction to these damn phones, okay? Because I just went this week and bought an iMac and my phone is acting up. And I said, well, since I'm in here, I might as well, you know, get another phone. And when that man got to showing me them phones and told me $1,000 for another doggone phone, I was like, never mind, I'm good. I'm good.
Because now they're mini computers, you know what I mean? They're definitely mini computers, so I get it, but it is annoying. I remember cell phones used to be $300, remember that?
Right.
That's about right.
And that was high. Oh, and that was high.
Yeah.
Man, am I the only one that financed my phone?
No, I'm mad as hell. So let me tell you, I'm mad as hell because my T-Mobile bill was $75 and then I needed a new iPhone. What? I had a flat 75 and I needed a new iPhone and they made me put like $300 or $400 down and put the rest in the bill. Now my bill been $140 for the last 3 years. They don't got me. I'm sure I don't pay for this phone, raggedy ass phone, 7 times over by now.
Most likely. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. Soulmates, chime in on the chat if you're enjoying the chat. You're enjoying the show, give us some flames. We'll be right back with more TGIF after this. Hey everybody, welcome back to TGIF. Okay, y'all, the 3-week rule may be the best financial advice ever. Now, what's the 3-week rule? Well, wait 3 weeks to buy the new car, wait 3 weeks to refi your home mortgage, and wait 3 weeks to finance any major purchase. Now, why 3 weeks? Well, because that's how fast the average ScoreMaster user takes to boost his or her credit score by an average of 61 points. And listen, 61 points, that is a lot. If you add that to your credit score, you can save thousands of dollars on everything you finance. ScoreMaster technology was, of course, developed by a credit data scientist to boost your credit score higher and faster than you ever thought possible. Now, ScoreMaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get it started, and you don't have to wait months for your best credit score. It happens really fast. Try ScoreMaster today and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score and make that happen today. Go to scoremaster.com/T. That's scoremaster.com/T. Once again, scoremaster.com/T. Get your credit together, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more TGIF after the break. back to TGIF Soulmates. We hit a milestone. We had 4,100 in the chat.
Hey.
Okay. All and then right. They dropped out, but they're coming back. They went away and they came back. 4,000? Yes. Hey. Okay. That's pretty good. We're going to get 5,000 within the next 2 months, I'm going to say. Average. We're going to get there. All right, y'all. We got to get into this Deshaun Watson story. Now, he was hit with 24 lawsuits, allegedly saying, you know, there's some sexual misconduct during his massage therapy sessions. Watson allegedly exposed himself and masturbated during a massage. But Watson's attorney, Rusty Harding, claimed it was consensual. Harding said, I don't know how many men are out there now that have had a massage that perhaps occasionally there was a happy ending. I do want to point out, if that has happened, it's not a crime unless you're paying somebody extra or so to give you some kind of sexual activity. It's not a crime. Al, what are your thoughts on this news? And have you ever had a happy ending massage?
Of course I have. but I tell you what, though, I just don't understand how this young man could let his sexual deviance get in front of making $230 million. He has a $230 million contract that's guaranteed as long as he doesn't breach the personal conduct policies of the National Football League. So it's just tragic to me that 24 women have come forward and said it was sexual misconduct. It kind of gives me like R. Kelly vibes. See, the first thing I wonder is there something that happens to men who have access to this type of money? Like when they get to that level, does it turn them into sexual deviants like R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, or Trey Songz? Or do they exhibit these behaviors before the money? That's what I think. But in either way, this is tragic for this young man. This is horrible for the women that he has sexually assaulted. And we just got to do better, man. We just got to do better.
So when it comes to the football player, I 100% echo Al's sentiments. So I got nothing to say on that part. Y'all going to call this victim blaming, and I don't give a damn. One of the ladies said he sat there and whacked off until he ejaculated, and she had to go out of the room and go clean the stuff up off of her. I don't know what in the hell type of $80 massages that you charging that you just wouldn't have told his ass to get up. You know what I'm saying? Or say, what in the hell are you doing? Or throw some hot water on him. I just don't understand the psyche, and I know y'all want to hit me with all this, you know, women be shocked and you be stunned and paranoid and freaked out and all this type of stuff. It takes a minute of you sitting there playing with yourself in order to come to completion. I'm just baffled that you would just stand by and allow it or not run out of the room or call 911.
Well, Q, you're onto something, because that same young lady, this wasn't the first time that he did it. So the first time she massaged him, he did that.
Right.
So when he called to book another appointment, she took the appointment and he did it again.
Right.
So my question is, even though it's not right, does she share any responsibility of if she was violated the first time and didn't like it, why didn't you walk out? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you were in shock, because Claudia says that a lot of time women are shocked and they're paralyzed. So if you were shocked the first time, you thought it was horrendous to the point where you wanted to sue him, why would you take his appointment again, right? Allow him to reinitiate the massage and the jacking off till completion, and not until he completed did you run in the bathroom, wash your hands, and run out.
So I get it after the second time, but I've been in a position. I remember one time I was at a party, and I'm going to have to talk about my girl Mimi one time. We was at this party in LA. It was like 20 years ago, and I needed a ride to the airport. My flight was at 5 a.m. We were partying till like 3. She was like, I've been drinking. I can't give you a ride, but my homeboy will give you a ride, and he's going in that direction. I was like, okay. I was like young, and you know, we feel invincible. So he gave me a ride, and he was totally cool on the ride. Halfway there, he pulls his thing out and starts masturbating. And it's just me and him in the car. You would think that, oh, Claudia would definitely say something. I froze. I wanted to act like I didn't see anything. I was like, I'm just going to act like I don't see it. If I don't see it, it's not real. So I didn't say anything. He did it to completion. finished and then said, are you cold? And then adjusted the heat. Okay, so when we got to the airport, I was so uncomfortable. I ran out of the car. He goes, I can't get a hug with the same hands. I ran out. I didn't have a cell phone back then. I called Mimi from the payphone. I was like, oh my God. I avoided him ever since. So yes, when you've done it one time and you go back again, it's kind of a side eye on you after the first time. But the first time, I totally understand how a woman could freeze up. I've been there.
One therapist saw him 3 times. And he did it all 3 times that has joined this particular lawsuit. She saw him 3 times.
Why would you take that client again? Like my good friend Skin Miami Larnette, she's an esthetician. She tells stories about when she does the men's face, she had them take the shirt off and she does the massage and stuff. She says she had a client that started oohing and on, and she saw him get a wreck and she made him get his ass up and get out her shop.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go, I don't even want your money. What are you doing?
Unless those girls were just trying to build a case. Maybe they, after the first time, they're like, oh, I'm going to go back and get more evidence. I don't know. It's not a good look, though. It's not a good look for the case.
The optics are still bad.
You have one time to assault me or violate. We're not going back.
Rebook, reschedule.
But it's like, it's sexual misconduct, right? So.
Yeah.
It's misconduct. That maybe that's why the lawyer feels very comfortable, because the grand jury did throw out 10 of these cases on him in the state of Texas.
I gotta move, y'all. It's too much. Y'all been drag shows and the man can't get a happy ending. And I can't, if by some miracle at 49, I got pregnant. I wouldn't get an abortion at this stage. But anyways, we'll get into this another time. Okay, this story, I want to hear what y'all think about this. I feel like they're trying to make this a thing because it's just hilarious. In a recent interview, comedian Jess Hilarious explained the reason why she can't date a bisexual man. Jess simply said, I strictly want you to be into me. What are your thoughts on Jess's comments? And could you see yourself dating a bisexual man? Al, we'll start with you.
Of course I can see myself dating a bisexual man. I can see myself dating myself. I'm a good ass catch. I have to be honest, 100% honest. I don't think I have a problem with what she's saying. I understand it because it's about preference and we all have preferences, right? We all can decide what we are attracted to, who we want to be in bed with and who we don't. But I don't think it was about, I think it was more about the nature in which she said it to me. This is how me watching that clip, it was how she verbalized it that appeared to have a great deal of homophobic undertone to it. And maybe I'm sensitive because, you know, I profess to be bisexual. So maybe I'm being a little sensitive here, but it would be great to hear what Funky and yourself thought about it too.
Mm-hmm. So me personally, I had no issue whatsoever with what she said. And I don't want the media to try to make this a thing. I have a lot of female friends that say, you know, I don't want a man who, you know, likes other men. The only thing that I want us to not overlook is that a lot of times guys in that preference word oftentimes is a lot of homophobia. Mm-hmm. People, it's my preference, but I'm 100% okay with her preference. If she doesn't want to be a bisexual man, she doesn't have to. But let's just be honest when we have the conversation about what the root of that preference is.
You know, I think as we should allow members of the community, we should be accepting of your preference and your sexual identity and who you are attracted to with no question. Mm-hmm. If a woman says, I don't want to be with a bisexual man, she should not be questioned for homophobia, period. Right. Just like that's like me saying y'all hate women. And I think that's so bad to say. And I feel like when I saw the blogs one after another picking it up, I felt like they trying to make this a thing because it's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. That's what I personally thought. And I feel like she was damned if she do, she damned if she don't. And I honestly don't think she's homophobic. I don't. And I think people are so quick, like, you know, because right. There was so much homophobia with a lot of people, everything is interpreted as that. And I don't think it was.
I don't either.
I didn't take it as that either. I think when I say homophobic undertone, for me, I feel like we can't ignore that definitely in the African-American community and around women of color, they are very, that's a deal breaker. You know what I'm saying? That's a deal breaker. Like one of the first things that they want to know before they want to know is the person, you know, haven't been to jail or has any kids. The first thing they want to know is he gay? You know, that's a very prominent conversation amongst Black women when they're dating guys. And they, you know, they can be very judgmental in how the guy dressed, talk, who he hangs out with. We just talked about that. So that's what I meant. I definitely don't think she's homophobic.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, Jess Hilarious, keep your head up, man. All right, Tank responded to this tweet comparing Chris Brown to Michael Jackson. Chris Brown is more talented than Michael Jackson. There, I said it. Have a great week. Tank replied, I've been the only one saying this, and I felt alone for so long. Welcome to the fold. Singer, dancer, writer, producer, actor, painter, clothing designer, gymnast, ninja, etc. MJ is the greatest, but CB has more gifts, is what we're all saying. Do you guys agree with Tank?
This was a very salacious comment, right? I will say this. We live in a world right now where we're no longer producing superstars. We're making microwavable artists. Mm-hmm. I definitely think Chris Brown is the closest thing living that we will ever have to a Michael Jackson. But by no stretch of the imagination is he better than Michael Jackson. And I can agree with Tank's thing about him having more gifts. And not more from a he's better, just he's just got a different set of gifts that Michael didn't have, or whatever the case may be. But Chris Brown, by no stretch of the imagination, is Michael Jackson. And we have to remember what made the Michaels, the Madonnas, the Janet Jacksons, and the people of that time so great. Baby, there was no internet back then. That was hardcore album sales. That was hardcore going into the music shop, signing CDs, fan meet and greets. Right now, you almost get no credit from me because the internet make it too easy for you to become a star. So on that token alone, being an international superstar without the internet, Chris Brown could never be Michael.
And why do we have to pick one? Like, I cringe sometimes when I see this, and also like the LeBron, Michael Jordan thing, that every year there's a debate about that. Like, of course, us old heads are going to have nostalgia about the people that we looked up to coming up. Like, to us, they'll forever be untouchable. You know what I mean? But like, it takes away from Chris Brown, and it takes away from Michael Jackson. Al, what do you think about this?
I just like talking about wealthy, successful Black men, as you know. Yeah. So Chris Brown is an amazing talent. Chris Brown is an actor. Chris Brown is an artist. He's a clothing designer. Chris Brown is a gymnast. Chris Brown is an athlete. Chris Brown owns 14 Burger Kings. He's very entrepreneurial. I will agree with this point and this point only. Tank, Chris Brown is more talented outside of the music realm than Michael Jackson. I will give you that. But I will never, like Q said, agree that Chris Brown is more talented than Michael Jackson.
All right. On that note, we'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Okay, I was nervous about bringing the story to y'all, but we're going to have to cover it because it is in the news and that's what we do. Funky is already smiling. Can I wait?
Because you already know it's going to be some mess.
I'm going to throw you off right now. Nick Cannon is back in the news. And he revealed that he has more children on the way. Listen to what Nick had to say about his attempt at trying to be celibate.
If you thought the numbers I put up in 2021 was...
wait till you see it in 2022.
You know, there's a lot of kids last year.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing? What are your thoughts? What do y'all feel?
Completely inappropriate. He needs an intervention at this point. I think every woman walking the planet should be outraged, because if Nick had a vagina, he would be called every whore that there was in Hollywood, and he would be unable to secure any type of job Claudia, imagine if you would not be able to get any television work if every year you popped out a baby from a different man. You would be considered a whore, damaged goods, a bad person, or whatever. And at this point, this is mental illness, all right? I know that God put us on this planet to procreate, but he didn't have no intentions for us to be sitting up having 19, 20, and 30 damn babies.
Yeah, you so know, you're not
called. Sorry, go ahead.
That was real quick as a comment. They said people have been harder on Lori Harvey's dating history than they've been on Nick Cannon. This is true. Al, what are we saying?
So I was just going to say, I'm going to take a different approach on this one, Funky. I think that this is, I think it's just disgusting at this point. But I'm going to take the blame off of Nick Cannon, and I'm going to hold the women responsible. Why are so many women letting him put his community D all inside of them, unprotected, and having these unwed kids, these single mother households? Where do these women take the responsibility for allowing him to exhibit this type of behavior without any accountability? Even in that interview with Angela Yee, if production shows that clip one more time and you listen, he's interviewed by three women. Many of us would be considered successful women, and all they're doing as he tells this story about creating all these babies is they're giggling. They're giggling. Not a single one of them said, yo, bro, this is irresponsible. Yo, bro, this ain't cool. Yo, this ain't hot. They were all giggling.
I'm going to tell you why they do it, Al, because you pop out a baby from Nick Cannon and you get to sit on your ass for the next 18 years and collect at least $10,000 a month. That's enough to live off of and not have to work.
Yeah.
But what about the kid without a father in the house?
They ain't worried about that. They ain't worried about it.
I get why the women are doing it and not defending it, because it could not be me. It could not be me. You tell me you got 2-3 kids, you're not around for them already. I'm already like, I already feel a way about that. If you're going to abandon your seed, you don't have time for me either. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. But I get why a woman that maybe doesn't have as much going on, why would you not want to have a baby by a successful rich man, even though at the detriment of yourself and your kid? There's a lot of people here that are sick like that think that's good enough.
And the community. And how about procreation? Procreation is not a joke.
But the common denominator, and I love Nick Cannon, you are orchestrating this circus. Like, you are the one that has control of your sperm, whether you fertilize these eggs. And I love Nick Cannon. And I really think there's a story to this. I think there's more to it than just wanting to have babies. Because this guy had his nose clean for so many years and didn't have any of this. And all of a sudden, when he got ill, maybe there's a fear, maybe there's one of a need to feel like he's leaving something behind, a legacy. But I feel like there's something to this that's more than a surface, I'm just making babies. It has to be. He's not a dumb guy. He's a really smart guy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know.
Now let's go to the real story.
Funky, I'm afraid of doing this.
I know. Don't do it.
Let's go to the real story.
Sensitive topic. Okay, Hazel E. stated
on Instagram. Who it is?
I can't. She suffered a miscarriage due to an infection from a previous surgery. Let's take a look.
There's a reason why we did not announce our pregnancy, because it was complications due to my infection from surgery.
Now, this is not Hazel's first surgery health scare. What are your thoughts on this news? QRC over there. I don't even want to look at you right now. I'm out of this.
So from what I'm hearing is her uterus has sepsis. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. Let me make something perfectly clear here. I am not by any means necessary making fun of Hazel E having a miscarriage. That ain't funny. But at this point, she just need to move into the hospital, because every time she give us a damn live, she is laid up on the sick and shut-in list. I know that she has been kicked off of every insurance policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield to doggone AARP to State Farm from running up them people. Insurance, this woman stays in the hospital. And here is what's sad. Once again, vanity is causing her health issues. You lost your baby as a result of an infection from some surgery that you did not need to have. And lastly, Because you had not already announced to the world that you were pregnant, I don't understand why you and your husband felt it prudent to get on the internet and even share with us that you were pregnant. We didn't even know it. And you lost the baby that we did not even know you were pregnant with. What's the point?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be a little bit more compassionate. Prayers for Hazel E, because I understand miscarriages are very devastating for women and for husbands, too. Funky, I'm going to look at it as the positive in the sense that maybe she shared it to be a lesson for other women that have made that are maybe interested in doing a lot of body work and not understanding the effect that it can have in your conception and being able to hold and keep a child.
And I'm Britney Spears.
Miscarriages are very traumatic to a woman. I agree with you, Funky. We didn't know she's pregnant. We didn't know this. And I just wish women would just stop prioritizing the outer. All these infections would cause you great loss. All right, I want to thank my co-host Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva tonight for joining me. Of course, YouTube, thank you so much. Stay tuned for Turned Out with Kate Madison. We'll see y'all on Friday.
Bye. Bye, soulmates. Have a good night, soulmates.